This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rolling down the street, smoking on endo, sipping gin and juice.
Is that what we're doing in here today?
Laid back. With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Hugh's mind on Rangers money.
No, I'm just trying to tell you how it works, man.
Boris Korkut.
We don't care.
I know you don't. That's what I'm trying to share. I'm trying to give people insight, man.
That logic has no place here.
No, seriously. Because as much as when we think about sports, you know, like my son's playing, you know, baseball or whatever.
Hitting bombs, doubles, all over the place.
When you're young and you playing, and even when you're in college, you play for the love of the game. You play because you love the game. Mm-hmm. But there comes a time where you realize that you have a skill set that translates into a lot of money. You still love the game, but you also love those dollars. You also love those zeros behind that big number that you have in the front. You like them zeros in the back. So Ranger, when you talk about, I haven't seen the clip, but I could imagine.
You got to see his face. I'll show it to you. You got to see his face.
He probably looked like he probably had his face was probably all tore up. Talking about what?
He had to be like, oh, they asked. The midday guys, it's their fault. Everyone was talking about it.
You knew it was coming.
Of course.
You knew it was coming.
Well, after yesterday, after you basically wore the Boris cap all day long.
I'm just saying, man.
You did.
And you know what's funny? I've always felt like this. The people that say money doesn't matter are the people that ain't never not had money.
Well, I mean, we all know, especially in the major sports, money's a huge part of the equation.
It's a motivator. It's very, very motivating.
I'm of two minds. I understand what you're talking about. I also don't care. Get to the bullpen.
I know you don't care.
I know. All right, so before we go any further, we got a couple things to talk about. Well, number one, this hour of the program is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. All right, we appreciate Sunoco sponsoring this hour. How about what's going on WIP on Monday, Hugh, which, of course, is Cinco de Mayo. Monday,
Cinco de Mayo.
5-5 BG Live Monday night. And I just found out there's still a few tickets available. BG Live, 94WIP.com right now to secure your tickets. And, of course, this is going to be at the theater, at Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. That's where we're going to be on Monday night for BG Live. You could be there with us. Go grab your tickets, 94WIP.com. But this is such a big deal that it's an all-day thing. As Hugh found out yesterday, we're going to be doing a show and then going out to Phoenixville on Monday. But how about this, Hugh? This is from 6 a.m. through BG Live. It's all day on WIP, including this. Monday morning, guess who's going to be on the morning show?
Who?
For the first time in 30 years, I heard this this morning. I mean, I knew it's been a while. I didn't realize it was that. Jeffrey Lurie is going to be on the WIP morning show on Monday to talk about Brandon Graham and his career. So tune in for that. Jeff Lurie on Monday. We're going to be doing our show with a lot of big-time guests to talk about Brandon and his great career. And then, Hugh, we got a pre-party on Monday. The afternoon show on Monday is going to be at the Great America Pub on Bridge Street in Phoenixville. Enjoy Miller Lite specials as we celebrate Brandon Graham all day on WIP. So I think that's where I'm going to pop over before I go over to the Colonial Theater, hang out with the afternoon show at the Great America Pub. So Monday's going to be a special day on WIP. And Hugh, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a longer day. So get your sleep this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to get that.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to do Cinco de Dos.
Cinco de tonight?
Yeah, it starts tonight
Cinco
for me.
Cinco de Dos.
I'm going to go ahead and get my Cinco de Dos okay. on. Happy Cinco de Dos, everybody. I know I'm not going to be the only one.
Well, I mean,
and then some
just
people
an early Cinco de Mayo.
That means five of two, by the way.
you're thinking
of Dos de Mayo.
Oh, no, you don't like the way I said?
Well, I mean, it's incorrect. Like,
okay,
that's just
Dos
not
de Mayo?
Yes.
I like Hughes better, actually.
I like Cinco de Dos.
Cinco de Dos, yeah.
Would you say it's five of two?
So basically, when we sign off today, it's Cinco de Dos. Yeah.
No,
five
you know
two.
What's funny? And I tweeted that out yesterday, and nobody corrected me.
They're just letting you be.
They just let me be.
You know, here's Hugh being Hugh again.
Cinco de Dos.
Let him be. All right, 215-592-9494. Bryce Harper, concerned, frustrated, or are you not worried about Bryce so far this season? He's not played very well. He's been below his standard by a lot, and compared to the best players in baseball, well off of what they've done so far this season. Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
Hey,
what's up,
Jay, what's up?
Hey, Joe, man, you sitting next to an ex-NFL player, and you said
Barely.
That Bryce, he might be feeling bad because on the road he got to sleep in a different bed. Joe, do you think he's sleeping on quilts at the Motel 6?
Well, no, I don't. I don't.
But his point was, it's different when you don't sleep in your own
bed.
Well,
I'm just trying to say, we know he's got some back issues, way worse on the road than home. I'm just trying to figure out theories.
He's trying to figure this thing out.
I have working theories.
Excuse maker, Jillian.
No, I didn't say it's okay. I'm just trying to figure out why it's happening.
I hope my woman rides for me as hard as you just rode for you on that right there. Like, we
damn.
Really, man, we're
caught
like,
a strike.
Come on, man.
Caught a strike.
Come on.
Why do you think he's worse on the road? I don't know.
Are they sleeping in Motel 6 and on the road?
No, I know they're in 5-star hotels. I get it.
No, but, right. But like, Jay, okay, to be full disclosure, I sleep on an adjustable bed that I got from the Mattress Warehouse.
You're talking to a pop-up right now.
Shameless plug. I can't
They're
sleep.
They're all shameless plugs with you lately. I mean, it's just the whole
listen,
show of them.
We on YouTube now. We got to try to monetize the stage. We're trying to get this bread. Me and you are in the Ranger Suarez business, dog. Don't you see that? I'm trying to get Joe right. But, Jay, back to my point. Shameless plug, Mattress Warehouse. Mm-hmm. I like to sleep at a certain angle. And you can't do that. You can't do why Kyle over there losing it. You can't do that in the hotel. They don't have adjustable base beds. They don't.
Hey, Hugh, I got you too. Hey, Hugh, I'm thinking about getting an adjustable bed now from Mattress just because you said that.
Yes, the Mattress Warehouse. As a matter of fact, I don't know if the sale's still going on, Jay, but they have some great deals at the Mattress Warehouse. Just tell them Hugh Douglas sent.
Have you noticed Hugh morphs into Pitchman Douglas sometimes? That was Pitchman stuff.
Exactly. He had a different voice. The only thing was worse than that, I rode with it too.
I'm trying to get us paid, man.
Listen, I'm fine with that.
That's a team player for
you. You know what? We can do a whole pitchman segment. I'm going to walk out and you just pitch stuff for a half hour. I'm fine
with
that.
Trying to get us paid.
Yeah. All right, Jay, go ahead.
So look, I get it's not as comfortable, but come on, man. If that's what's wrong, then this is crazy. Professional athletes, man, is this where you're sleeping at in the luxurious rooms that you go to on the road? Man, we are in deep trouble. So, yes, I'm frustrated.
Well, I understand it. He's not playing well enough. He's got to pick it up. All right, Jay, what's your cocktail? What should we try?
So man, I'm a Henny straight guy, man. No mixed drink.
Henny straight? Boy, Henny.
That's
no
not a cocktail.
It's not a cocktail.
It's like a, but it's a staple in the black community.
Hey, guess what it is, man? It's a great way to get a great night started.
Well, that's for sure. Jay, good phone
and
call.
End it.
All right, it's not a winning answer, but it's certainly it's a drink.
I mean, it's a non-qualifier.
But you know what?
I wrote it down. I'm going to cross it out.
I don't really like Hennessy though. I'm not a Hennessy drinker.
But you just said it's a staple in the black community.
But I don't drink it. I don't drink either. I don't drink Hennessy. I've never been a Hennessy fan. That or E&J. Never liked E&J because they used to call E&J Irk and Jerk.
Oh, boy.
You never heard that? Irk and Jerk? Get no. that Irk and Jerk?
No, never been a fan. I did look up that gin.
Lather Vaseline on me.
The Tanqueray. The Tanqueray, boy.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how quickly I can get a bottle of Tanqueray delivered.
You know what's funny? I guess it's because you're younger and you don't know any better, and you don't know what good liquor tastes like. Man, Tanqueray was the absolute worst. It was the absolute worst gin you could buy. It was bad.
That was like any of like
what it was like Mad Dog. Mogan David.
Yeah.
Bad drinking.
The kind of drinking you do when you're in college, you have no money. It's bad. I mean, it's some of the beer I drank. I would if you hand it to me now, I would turn it away in a minute.
No, it's still people that drink Natty Light. Like they go out like somebody tonight that has a really good job. Is going to go buy a case of Natty Light and just lay out.
If you like it, you like it. That's fine. I've had worse than that.
But can we do better than Natty Light, though?
We're
at the point where we could do. Well, okay, I'll take that back because every now and then I will eat some ramen noodles. I will eat some ramen noodles. And I'm not talking about the kind from the dim sum spot. I'm talking about the top ramen.
Yeah.
Have you gone to dim sum lately?
Have not. I found a new dim sum spot.
Oh, wow.
In Delaware.
The shameless plug.
Oh, no, I haven't been yet, so I can't plug them. Can't get
you
no
just
plug.
Found it.
Yeah, you can't get no plug if you ain't spending no bread.
I mean, you went on an adventure to find dim sum, or you just drove past it?
You know, it was in my algorithm. Because I think one day we were talking about dim sum.
Dim sum was in your algorithm?
It was.
Okay.
It was. And you know, it's like the dim sum place in Delaware. I was about to say Delaware, Ohio, but Delaware. And I think it's in Newark.
Okay.
So, yeah, the dim sum spot.
If you remember, my cousin A. Greeny came up to the parade with a backpack full of Natty Light.
How could I forget?
Yeah.
A. Greeny. Hey, please tell me A. Greeny is in his mid-20s. If he's in his mid-20s, he's fine.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, but if he was in his 30s, then we
got drawing a hard line for the Natty Light.
We got to move forward.
Like, if you're in your 20s, okay, I give you that. But you need to start progressing away from the Natty Lights.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
But
when you start to hit 30, man, you might want to go to some Modelo's or some.
So I only got a few months left.
Yeah. You better get you some Modelo's. What's some other ones?
If you need a week off for your Natty Lights before you turn 30.
Yeah. What's another considered like a high-end beer? I'm really not a fan of the, what's the Blue Moons? Blue Moons are okay.
Yeah. Stella Artois. Not a big wheat beer guy.
Stella Artois. Don't like the stuff.
You're going to get.
Stella Artois.
I know they're going to call. Calls.
But you know what I got that from? The dude, Obides?
Yeah.
He calls it Stella Artois.
I was wondering where you were going with that. Sorry. Yeah. It's Aaron is in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Aaron?
Aaron, what's up?
Dude, I just got to know. Where do I pick up? I'm really intrigued. Where do I pick up these ramen noodles?
The ramen
where
noodles? I tell you, your best place to go. Okay. You could probably go to Walmart. Walmart has, like, you can go to Walmart. They have, like, a box. Like, you can get a box for, like, $5.
You probably do it on Amazon, too.
Yeah, you could probably do that on Amazon.
They'll send it to you by the end of the day.
All right, so what are we talking about today? We're talking about Bryce Harper?
Well, we have...
Are you joking?
Yeah, we have... Bryce Harper is the main topic. I mean, there's been gorillas, the Delco Pooper. There's been a lot going on.
Yeah, pick your poison.
Yeah, no, but let's try to hone in on Bryce. What do you think?
So I think we got a Tiger Woods situation here.
I hope you mean just physically, and we're not going to find out that there's a whole off the field thing going on.
No, it's absolutely physical.
What do you mean?
That means we got a resurgence and a Masters championship.
But then it's over.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. What part of Tiger Woods are we talking about?
Physically breaking down. I think that's what he means.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought we.
We need to avoid the other stuff at all costs. With the waitresses whole thing.
I was just trying to be clear. Because I'm about to say, wait a minute, ain't Bryce Mormon? That ain't how they get down.
I hope not. Aaron, go ahead.
Is it my turn now?
Yes.
My fault, Aaron.
You are.
So, now, if you look in the past, you know, his swing is so violent that, unfortunately, with athletes, the one thing that you can't outrun is Father Time. And I think it's catching up to him. Because if you look at this year, his swing is not as violent as it has been in the past.
So it might be, and I mean, I've thought about this for a while, that how long can, you know, because although he's not old, right, he's 32, he's been in the big league since he was 19. Like how many games, how many violent swings does he have in that body? Aaron, I've thought about this. The one thing I will say, though, when you look at the numbers, he still, when he connects, he's still hitting the ball as hard as he ever has. So it's not a matter of, like, the ball's not exploding off his bat anymore. He's just swinging and missing more, which could mean a lot of different things.
Yeah. And as far as the leadership goes, mm-hmm. I don't see Bryce as a leader in the clubhouse in terms of verbal. You know, I see him as his actions and what he did, you know, in big games in the past. I think that's where his leadership comes from, is his production. But I'll tell you what, the one guy that we made a huge mistake on, he was the verbal leader in the clubhouse, was Rhys Hoskins. I think we are, you know, we didn't read the room there, and letting him go, I think, was a huge mistake.
I agree. So I when they first did it, like I had my frustrations with Rhys as a player over the years because I never thought he progressed defensively and all that kind of stuff. But Aaron, as time has gone on, I realize how much they miss him. They've never replaced that bat in the top four of the order ever. Rhys still at this point has a .402 on base percentage in Milwaukee. He still gets on base. He works pitches. He grinds opposing pitchers down. They miss that. I mean, Aaron, they've missed it since the day he walked out the door, and I still think they're trying to replace it. All right, Aaron, give us a cocktail we should try.
All right, so with everything going on in Delco right now and with Cinco de Mayo right around the corner, my go-to is some tequila, some squirt, splash of lime, and you sprinkle a little bit of salt in there. And the key is that you got to do 3/4 tequila, okay, and then a little bit of squirt, and then that first taste hits you right in the pooper. And then as you go through, you keep adding the squirt, and it just gets better and better and better.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot.
Drink for a summer day.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Aaron, appreciate the phone call, and that's a lot.
You mean the drink squirt, right? The squirt, the soda.
I hope.
Yeah.
Let's.
But no, I caught what he was going with that. It was a themed drink.
The Delco pooper.
The Delco pooper is so funny.
Whatever, man.
Hey, have you heard?
You feel in a certain way because it's Delco.
Yes. Well, you know, we go about 5 years from now, you can be like, have you heard the story of the Delco pooper?
Here's my question. If we didn't try to bring us back to the Phillies, how long would that Daily Douglas have lasted in the beginning of the show? I think it could have went the whole first segment.
You know, shout out to Philadelphia, the rowing community yesterday, Philadelphia City Rowing, PCR. Yeah.
Okay.
Because the lady there, I got the video yesterday, and this poor lady was talking about the show, and somehow I got on how my mind works in certain things. So then I saw the video. Mm-hmm. This lady had to sit through my whole diatribe about all the questions I had about the Delco pooper. And she hung, like, I don't know if she was interested or not, or was she just taken aback by me having this thought process about it.
I think she's being kind.
She was being kind, but I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for entertaining my craziness, because I know it can be a lot.
Well,
it can be a lot, yeah. Man. I'm not going to lie. It can be a lot.
We can extend that thank you to the entire audience every single day.
I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all. Yeah, while you're playing, while we're here.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all for listening in, because I know, you know, like, we have to have a take, but sometimes it's not yes or no for me. It's a lot.
Well,
it's a lot to think of.
That's where long talking was born.
Yeah, it's a lot, and I have to workshop this in my head.
You know,
it works like that.
You know
that.
Who has to have takes, and he's great on them. His name is Howie Roseman. He was on with the afternoon show yesterday.
Wait, spin it back to the show
with Jack and Ike talking about the draft and the offseason. Let's hear Howie talking about his defense and, you know, the idea of, like, can this rookie class come in and claim a lot of starting spots? Here's Howie on his class and the team that he has right now.
Yeah, you know, I think really fortunate that we don't have a lot of open spots on our football team, and that's a great credit to the players that we have in here. Really got a young defensive football team, with a lot of players who played championship caliber football. So that's exciting. You know, you're not worried about going into a season and worried about pressure moments with these guys, because a lot of these guys have won world championships. A lot of the guys that we brought in here have kind of championship pedigree. And so that makes you excited that it won't be too big. And then, you know, I know from my perspective and hopefully our fans' perspective, knowing that, you know, we have two guys on our defense who are older than 25 years old. You know, that is unbelievable. That's really exciting. And you know, I'm biased, but I do think it's not just because they're young, but they're good players. So, We look forward to that. I think we added a lot of competition. I think we're fast on defense. I think we got a heck of a defense coordinator. And, you know, all that being said, that's how it looks on paper. We got to put it together. We got to work really hard. We got to be prepared to defend our championship starting with that Thursday night game at Lincoln Financial Field.
Wow. When he gave out the reality of how young they are on defense, it blew me away. They
only have 25.
Two players over 25 on the entire defense.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, yeah, that's kind of plays into what I've been trying to tell y'all. Forever.
Maybe we shouldn't use that cut.
No, I'm just saying it's the truth. And you know what's funny? That happened yesterday too. Somebody asked me about the defense as a luxury thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to explain it to him. And they were like, oh, I didn't see it that way. So, yeah, it does, because you're younger and cheaper side of the ball.
So there's two parts to it. One, and I agree with Howie, it is very exciting because they're talented and they can grow and they can get better. But also their young players have some ups and downs. All right. You were right over there?
No. I just, like, this is what happens when we do this. Shout out to Joe Wechter. He just sent me a drink that he said it's called the Delco Mudslide.
Oh, no. Not now. Not now. Not this week. I'd avoid ordering that this week. You know what happens to Delco. All right.
Kyle is not happy about that.
No, because his county is on blast.
Shout out to Delco.
And that lady,
mudslide.
That lady embarrassed everyone.
The Delco mudslide.
That's what happened. That poor person's car.
Doctor Jimmy Dirty.
That was the literal Delco mudslide. All right. Can we hear Howie on Jahad Campbell? Hugh, I think this was the first glimpse
into when
Jahad Campbell actually might be ready. Howie, I thought, I don't know if it was on purpose or not, gave out a potential timeline. He did a little comparison here. Listen to Howie on Jahad Campbell, when we might see him on the field.
Obviously, the only reason it seems like he was there was because of shoulder and knee concerns. I know you won't get into detail about the injuries, but I guess what would you say to Eagles fans who are concerned about some multiple injuries happening here with Jahad Campbell?
Yeah, I mean, a huge part about playing in the NFL is being durable and being able to play a lot of games. That's a huge part of what we look at when we're drafting guys. There's no chance that if he wasn't coming off of off-season shoulder surgery that he would have been within a distance for us to go get, because he's that talented of a guy. I think that over the last couple of years, our medical staff has proven their success with guys. That doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect, but we were very confident even when we thought he was just a top 10 player in the draft and we wouldn't come close to him about how he would be. I don't even want to say long term, because when long term, I think long term, I think of this player playing for us 3, 5, 7 years from now, which we're all confident here that he'll do. But even in the short term, you know, I think for our fans, this is what I would say. I'd say, in a situation, and I'm not saying this is apples to apples, but last year we drafted Coop in the second round. Coop didn't play till the week of our last preseason game. I mean, it's hard to remember, but he didn't start until week 6, which was really our 5th game. How did that work out? You know, and so I think we can be a little patient here. And make sure that this guy is right, and because that's what we're going to do, we're going to make sure he's right, that we are going to have a heck of a player for the Philadelphia Eagles for a long time.
Hugh, I think the messaging there was purposeful. I mean, if I had to guess, he wasn't asked when he's going to play, but he pointed back to Cooper last year, who didn't start until week 6. So that tells me it's nothing serious, but they might give him time to make sure he's ready before they roll him on the field.
Well, there's a lot to unpack with that, in my opinion. So he did a great job of not answering the question, but Coop had some practice time in there before he got banged up.
He did. He had some practice time. Then he missed the first 3 weeks of camp. Then he came back.
And I think that I think to his point is that he's a smart player, no doubt about that, that he's going to be able to keep up with what they're trying to install and do in the classroom. I don't know what that translates into as far as being on the field, though, you know, with the shoulder and everything. So I don't know. And, you know, practice is not like it used to be, not back in the day like it was back in the day. So it's going to be interesting to see when we get him on the field. I'm excited to see. I think it's going to be this year, but I believe in Howie when he says just give him time to get right.
I believe it'll be this year too. I just, when I heard that yesterday, if you ask me right now, is Jihad Campbell starting the Thursday night game, week one, Thursday night football against whoever's coming in here for that kickoff game? I doubt it. I mean, that's just my guess. I'd be wonderful if he's ready. I'm guessing they're going to slow play this and make sure he's right. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. You know what we do on Fridays at noon. We have Fransky Friday. Scott Fransky to join us. Then right back to all your phone calls on Bryce Harper. Concerned, frustrated, or not worried? Where do you come down on the Phillies first baseman? 215-592-9494. Plus, Tri-Day, we're looking for a cocktail before the Kentucky Derby. And what is today? What are you calling tonight? Cinco de Dos.
Cinco de Dos. Tonight we celebrate Cinco de Dos. I just made it up.
Yeah. 5-2. All right. Scott Fransky next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.